War on the river in the pale moonlight. The GB naps are such a sight. Bow driver dive both day and night. So the wind to war in the morning light. In the spring of 1871, the trouble and war of words had begun. Stillwater saying what things had done, then Hudson closed the river. Wyman next couldn't sail through the imperial land. Hollywood moored too, the boats were life, but the rail was new and trying to ruin the river. GB naps are such a sight. Pile driver drive a boat day and night. So they went to war in the morning light. At 5 in the morning, the 6th of July, the steamboat started ready to fight. Battle of Piles at dawn's early light would soon commence on the river. Young led the charge, pulling up piles and floating the logs. The skippers worked fast and hard to win the war on the river. War on the river in the pale moonlight. The GB naps are such a sight. Pile driver dive both day and night. So they went to war in the morning light. They fought all day and through the night. Steamboat paddle wheels guarding the sight. Churning in the water so they wouldn't try again to block the river. Well, gentlemen, they were in state. They won the battle and the hearts they swayed. Pile drivers spent the Sabbath day on the Minnesota side of the river. GB naps are such a sight. The pile driver drive a boat day and night. So they went to war in the morning light. Stillwater City and Hudson Town got little in common, but common ground. North and south they can be found on opposite sides of the river. Stillwater won the war that day. Reparations soon were paid, and the railroad changed the plans they made, and they didn't block the river. War on the river in the pale moonlight. The GB naps are such a sight. The pile driver drive a boat day and night. So they went to war in the morning light.